What was important in the 70s to you?
To me, the 70s was important because I started my apprenticeship in 1975. So it was sort of like a transition stage from moving from schoolboy to an adult in employment.
Was it difficult to get your apprenticeship? Like, did you face a lot of competition for places?
Yeah, I sent off letters because we didn't have things like CVs at that time. So I sent off letters to local companies applying for an apprenticeship, hoping that somebody would take me on. The biggest bulk of them, I applied to be an apprentice joiner. But the one that I was successful with was BUT. I managed to get a start there, but at the time I think there was over 120 people applying for something like 8 places, and I guess I was successful because I got 2 of them. I got a start as a joiner or a sheet metal worker.
So what did you make to the workshop environment? Like, how much of a culture shock of it was it?
It was a scary place to be in. I mean, to start with, the workshop was massive, and as well as being unfamiliar with those surroundings, I was also unfamiliar with the people working in it. The staff at that time was something around a figure of 17, and as well as the workshop itself being big, it was like grubby and dirty, and there was machines and the processes in there, of course, that I knew nothing whatsoever about. So it was a little bit like, you know, scared rabbit in headlights.
So at the time that you first started, how like busy were the workshops? How busy were the docks?
The workshop itself was, like I said, it had about 17 staff in it. The docks itself was, it was massive. The docks covered a large percentage of the town, really. It was bigger than some towns are now. All of it within the same company, there was different trades. So, you know, you got painters and welders and joiners and shipwrights, sheet metal workers, platers. They covered loads of disciplines. They had to be able to do the job that, you know, they were hoping to get complete, which was the building of ships, predominantly.
How would you say that the docks changed over your time there?
Over my period of time working there, which was sort of like 8 years in total or something around that, the fishing fleet declined in number, so obviously jobs were lost. Our workshop went down from 17 to about 11 at that time. That would sort of like take it somewhere near to 78, I would imagine, 78, 79. So because the work had reduced, the workforce had to reduce as well, which was, you know, a shock, and would be a shock even now, but as a young lad, it was a real eye-opener.
So did that fall in line with like national ideas of the 3 and 4 day week then, or?
Yeah, a lot of the staff, in order to try and keep the jobs, it was agreed with the unions, were strong at the time, it was agreed that rather than stick people on the dole, that three and four day week was introduced. At the time it was a rotten place to be in.
So would you say that other than the workforce that were actually on the dock, the decline had an impact elsewhere?
Oh yeah, it would knock on everywhere. It would knock on, for one, because the work wasn't being turned out in the number it had been. It knocked suppliers, as in like stock people, the metal. We no longer used in the number that we had. Therefore, orders was decreased in size. Consumables the same, you know, as in like welding materials and stuff like that. Because the workforce had reduced in number, you didn't need the amount of PPE that we had at the time. So it, you know, knocked everybody, including sort of our haulage companies, because we was no longer manufacturing stuff to be transported away. So yeah, it would knock on straight across the board, really.